Can't be wrong, government's right up here.
Mine will be much shorter. I have, you have in your packet some information for a final change order for the woods at Walls Creek. This is the subdivision where we had to collect the bond in order to complete the work. When we started the work, the base paving had been placed, but basically we were just putting the top coat on. So we have a change order here today that basically reduces the bid cost by 10%. It's a reduction of $13,593.88, and it's a request for the substantial completion date to be accepted.
You have a motion, sir?
I do. Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, the change order number one for contract 17-03, the woods at Walls Creek subdivision roadwork be approved, which decreases the contract amount by $13,593.88 for a new total of $119,076.72, and that substantial completion be granted effective November 24th, 2016, and any held retainage be released in accordance with the contract documents.
Pleasure, counsel.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
And last but not least, John Ashman. Yeah.
I guess since I started that engineering run, I get to finish it.
There you go.
Yep. Good beginning and the end.
Just trying to get my map up. I'm here before you this morning to request permission to prepare and post notices for an expansion of the Unified Sewer District West for Hoboth. Expansion was requested by Davis Bowen Friedel on behalf of the Cape Pendleton School District for the Sussex Consortium School. There is an existing connection available in Sweetbriar Road for the project to connect. The expansion will include parcel 23527-20 and will consist of 24.82 acres. The project will be responsible for system connection charges of $57.75 per EDU based on current rates. Not a lot of details. You can see where Sweetbriar Road comes across. We do have a sewer line out there. We have coordinated with them for their concept design as to where the connection needs to be to tie into our system.
You have a motion?
I do. Be it moved by the Sussex County Council that the Sussex County Engineering Department is authorized to prepare and post notices for the Sussex Consortium School expansion of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District, West Rehoboth area, as presented on January 10th, 2017.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second, Mr. Cole.
Second, Mr. Cole. Questions on the motion? Take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Council member comments. Council member comments.
I'll start it, I guess. Why not? I guess I'm on this side of the counter now.
But you can go first.
There you go. I just wanted to thank my fellow council members this morning for the opportunity to be a part of the Sussex County Prayer Breakfast. I think it is an honor to be living in a county who understands and respects one's faith and understands the importance of that faith and all that we do. And I want to wish our fellow elected officials out of Dover, as they start their first session of the year today, as they embark on doing best for this state. And I just hope and pray that they allow this county to continue to do what we do best as they continue to focus on what they do best at the state level. And I know next week, Friday, we will not be here next Tuesday. We have a new president being sworn in. So I just ask that we all continue to pray for all the elected officials in this county, state, and country. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir.
And one question
Mr.
I have.
Mr. Wilson.
One question I can ask you, Mr. Arlett, or not, Arlett.
Questioning your faith.
Do you have a limousine for us to go to Washington with?
A limousine to go to Washington?
I think it would be relevant to have this council make a decision if they would like to partake of the festivities in D.C.
After all, you are on the council, I mean, for, for Mr. Trump, so you should...
Now, Mr. Arlette, if you had put it on the agenda today, we could have voted on it and made a decision, but we're not allowed to. We're not allowed to.
Right.
There's our attorneys are here. They're watching us.
Can't do it.
We can't do it. So
you can't
put it on the agenda. We were all waiting.
I will tell you, as the National Municipal Government Liaison, this county council has the ability to participate in all things presidential inauguration, if they so choose to. And you don't need to vote. You off record, you can just let me know. As your representative, I'm happy to serve you.
You're not letting us down, are you, Mr. Arnett?
He's got her covered, I think.
I would not let you down, Mr. Wilson.
In fact, I was watching the news this morning, and the only thing I was watching, and they posted on there next week the times and dates of some of the hearings for some of the new people coming in over there. And I kept looking. I did not see Mr. Arlette's picture come across there as like maybe Secretary of Defense or something. I mean, why I come in the next week.
I'm just trying to get my fellow council members to participate in this very historic moment, actually.
You think we're getting some, false news or...
I don't know.
Misinformation from a certain individual about his import over in Washington, D.C.?
Fake news.
Do you think?
Any more council comments?
I don't see it, Levinson, so he might be just a lot of talk.
It could be.
I think he did say, Sam, for the council, he was going to put out all stops. And I think if you'd like to go, he has lined up a watermelon bus for us to ride in to go to D.C.
Better make sure you can see.
It's okay. Have farm tags.
Entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
First, Mr. Arlette, second.
A watermelon bus.
Mr. Wilson, any questions on the motion? We'll take a vote. Mr. Arlette.
I'm not so sure if I want to vote yes. We're having too much fun, but I will say yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Dan Kramer's going to drive that watermelon bus.
Yes. I vote yes. We're now adjourned. Thank you.